nutrition advice on Talk About in association with Anne D'Arcy and the All Therapy Centre Tralee.
Now, welcome to Anne D'Arcy, who joins us on the phone this afternoon. How are you, Anne?
I'm very good, and how are you?
I'm not too bad at all. Can't believe it's the 1st of December already. The year is flown.
I know.
Flown.
Christmas around the corner and 2023 looking us in the face.
This is it, yeah. This is it. And you're going to talk to us a bit today about a workshop you have coming up. And it's quite topical because we're hearing a lot about the connection between our gut and our brain.
Yeah, and I'm calling it Healthy Gut, Happy Brain, because the more we understand about the digestive system, you know, we're eating the food that turns into brain chemicals, but we have bowel bacteria that actually produce those chemicals, and they get transmitted by a nerve from the gut up to the brain. And if we have enough of them, then we have that more positive, happy mood. And, you know, how do we, you know, withstand stress, and how do we respond to stresses? You know, how resilient are we? Is the glass half full or the glass half empty? How much confidence do we have in our work? How much confidence do we have, you know, with kids in school? You know, confidence, that feel good. Are we able to relax our head? So there's chemicals. Serotonin is that feel good hormone. And then GABA is the one that calms you down. So it's a bit like you have to put your foot on the accelerator to get your speed, but then you have to have the brake to calm you down as well. And we're always upping and downing these chemicals. And that's what gives us our response to the world. So when we see the world, you know, when I went to college first, you know, one of the lecturers said, we see the world not as it is, but as we are. And based on how our health is, how our energy, you know, how our digestive system is producing energy or immunity, or, you know, are we in pain, and that creates more suffering, and that suffering creates stress, which in turn shuts down the digestion. Modern life just has its challenges, and this body and this mind is trying to respond to the challenges. And the healthier it can be, whether it's energy, mood, digestion, you know, a good strong immunity, and without suffering the pain and inflammation that pulls you down and puts added stress on your system, you know, we see the world not as it is, but as we are. Our response based on how we're feeling when we get up, you know, and how we go through our day, you know, it's so important. And so in that workshop, my consultations are very much based on digestion as a nutritionist, because it is, what are you taking in? What is your system doing with it? What are you passing out? Do you know, have you any gut issues, any irritable system? And based on that, then most people already know whether they're suffering in that digestive system, but not everybody is linking that onto the brain chemicals and how the mood is. And it's like somebody was in yesterday telling me about this pain in the belly, but then she said, and my form is low, you know. And I'm not talking about being diagnosed with anything, being medicated. Even when somebody says, my form is down, or my form is low, you know, and that changes the way your day goes, and that changes what you feel like doing. And yet I can work on somebody's digestive system. Their energy comes back up. Their mood is great. And they come in and they say, oh my goodness, I'm after cleaning out all the cupboards. And it's like, and you're thinking, why is that such a joy?
They're like a new person. Yeah. And you know, you hear, I know that Dr. Gillian McKeith has been quite discredited of late, but she was right in the sense of, you really are what you eat. Because I think we all know, if you eat a load of junk food or a load of sweets, you feel crap afterwards, whereas when you eat better, your mood improves and you feel better. So it's common sense, really, isn't it?
Well, you'll reach for the box of sweets, and one person will take one sweet and walk away, and there's another person whose digestive system isn't right. They may have a yeast overgrowth that, you know, we call candida, that we need to treat. And that person has gone in with the fist. They're coming out with the sweets, you know, six sweets, and back for another fist of sweets, and, you know, having a bowl at the desk rather than the one sweet. And you say, how does that person manage with one sweet? And that's all they want. So the sugar cravings that we get can be a result of your digestive system not working. And with that sugar craving, you drive up insulin. Now you're contributing to high blood pressure and heart disease and polycystic ovaries and so many other complicated things that are happening. Because if you could only start with, let me get your digestion right. And in this workshop, I'm focusing on the mood. I have five workshops coming. You hear me asking, out of 10, can you rate yourself in your digestion out of 10? What are you out of 10? And I say the same for the immunity, energy, hormonal health, really, and then how much pain and inflammation that you really want to be zero. So because people have been asking me, and people are looking for a book, they're wanting an ebook. So I'm going to do a workshop and producing an ebook with each one to put what you hear me talking about on paper and in an online workshop. Because if I really believe if you catch those key areas, if you can reduce the pain and inflammation while having a better digestive system, enhance your immunity, produce extra energy, and start working to control the hormonal, which is like the electricity system of your body, you know, that the what directs your system. You know, you turn on a light switch, it's like turning on a hormone and having that hormone tell your thyroid to do the job and increase metabolism, or the hormone insulin control where the sugar goes and what that cell is going to do with the energy. So, and how does it work? So really, there's a few key issues, and I've kind of brought them down to five key issues that people, let me tell you, Radio Kerry, I'm telling you, people are already hearing what I've just said now and saying, but you were listening to you say that for the last number of years. People who are listening to this show already have that in their mindset. You even have that in your mindset, Deirdre. You know, it's become something that you do understand and you think about. And it's, you might not always do everything right, because I often as well say to people, you know, take credit for what you're doing right, because that's fantastic. But then take responsibility for the bits that you haven't yet done right. And then that's where, with added knowledge, you know, for people who've been listening to me speak over the last number of years, what I've just said there is part of their thinking already. Get the gut right.
Okay.
You know, that helps the mood. Get the energy right, you know.
Just before we move on, because we have some questions for you that I'm keen to put to you, and just before we move on, when is the workshop on and how can people sign up for it?
So it's on the 30th, starting the first one for the gut and the brain one, the happy gut, healthy gut, happy brain, is on the 13th of December at 8 o'clock on Zoom. And there, I have an Instagram live that people can listen to see what it's been covered in it on Instagram. So it's NDRCND on Instagram. So then people can just listen to that, and the link is there for them to sign up for that if they're interested in doing that. But even to listen to, you know, just my Instagram live, on I'm just describing a lot of what people on Radio Kerry have already heard me talking about. But really, I want to give strategies, recipes, you know, a plan, like a recognition, and, you know, really to document for people to understand. I actually believe myself that as people listen more to this and they get more of an understanding, they can relate what symptoms they're getting to. Is it a digestive issue? Is the core issue? Am I missing some nutrients and do I need something here?
Okay.
You know, or did I get sick after having an antibiotic when I stood on a nail and I had to get an antibiotic so I didn't get, you know, I didn't lose my leg? You know, these are all parts of life that our body is always trying to adjust to. But how are we after the fact? How are we after? What happened? And did we come back from it? Have we got our energy back? Is our immune system strong? You know, have we migraines? Like when I talk about serotonin, you know, we know serotonin affects the mood, but it also helps run your bowel. So it helps your bowel to move. So a constipated gut can be from low serotonin. But migraine headaches, that are those pulsating, pounding, you know, you feel like the pulsing in your head, that, and you want to put something cold to shrink back in those dilated blood vessels. That migraine is linked also to serotonin. And somebody with cold hands and feet with that pulsating migraine, with a constipated gut, with low mood when they have the migraine, you know, we need to control serotonin. So it's that, how does the gut link into that? The gut is making that serotonin. Well, it's making 80% of it. That's a lot. That's the majority of it.
Okay.
So getting a good, healthy gut is really what you want to be focused on.
Let's move on to some questions, Anne. We have a question from a West Kerry male listener. He's been diagnosed with diverticulitis and is wondering, what foods should he avoid?
Well, number one, what that is pouches in your large intestine. And a lot of people who've maybe suffered constipation, they've put a lot of pressure on the wall of the bowel and it's almost broken through like little caves, little pouches. And they used to say that seeds should be avoided and the high fiber diet should be avoided, but they don't say that anymore. And I'm inclined to still put seeds into porridge because I get people to get the ground seeds, because you're still going to get all the nutrition for it from that, but it's not going to aggravate your gut. So they used to say seeds should be avoided, and they kind of removed, if you look up the Mayo Clinic, you know, a lot of the big clinics in America, they've moved away from that and they really want to put more of a high fiber diet, it would be better. So taking a bowl of porridge with it has a mucilage. It's helping to move, you know, to soothe, I suppose, the lining of that large intestine. So the really the big one people used to talk about were seeds, and they've removed that. But personally, I still like to have the seeds crushed into a powder, and they're still giving you all that nutrition as things go through. If that same person has constipation, and it's I talk about gluten, which is in wheat primarily. It's in barley and rye and spelt. But gluten and casein, the protein that's in milk, they can turn into morphine, which is an opiate, which can cause a sluggish, slow bowel. So most people with diverticulitis have suffered constipation in the past. And, you know, you should be going every day. It should be easy. You know, there shouldn't be little knobs. It should be a really good, clear bowel movement. It's like having a sewer pipe that's blocked, you know, when you're not going well. But if you have harder bowel movements and wider, you're putting that pressure on the bowel. So if this person has an ongoing constipation, I would also recommend maybe going to oats rather than wheat.
Okay.
And maybe going to goat cheese or goat's milk. It doesn't seem to have as constipating an effect. But, you know, so the thing is, if I'm in consultation with you, I'm asking you all these questions and saying, and did it come from constipation? Are you still constipated? Well, not really constipated. How often do you go? Well, I go 3 days, but I don't feel constipated. Well, that is constipation, because you should be going every day. You should be clearing that sewer pipe every day, you know.
Okay, we'll take a quick break, Anne. We've more questions for you, and there's room for more if anyone wants to text or phone in. By the way, you can email a question for Anne as well. She's going to stay with us for another while. The email address is talkabout@radiokerry.ie, and that's all lowercase. Feel free to text your question in as well, or WhatsApp it to 083 300 3300. More with nutritionist Anne D'Arcy after these.
Nutrition advice on Talkabout in association with Anne D'Arcy and the All Therapy Centre Tralee.
You're very welcome back to the programme. And if you've just tuned in, we're chatting about gut health with nutritionist Anne D'Arcy. And lots of questions have been coming in for you, Anne. A listener says, this is Siobhan, and she's 60. She says, could Anne give me advice? I have a lot of weight around my backside, tummy and thighs. Anything I could do?
You know, you hear what people say, the apple-shaped and the pear-shaped person. And the apple shape is weight on the belly, and it's often driven by the hormone cortisol and coming from stress, and usually coming from the high, because if you have high carbs, high, you know, bread and.
Okay, and you're cutting in and out a little
you're
bit.
You're not working at all.
Oh, you're
so,
back,
you
you're
know,
back again.
You're not as active.
Yeah.
Sorry, if you're on a high carbohydrate diet, you'll pull stress leading to cortisol can. Carbohydrate diet can drive high insulin, which also will put weight and fat into the belly fat stores as well as the liver fat stores. And of course, that high carbohydrate diet often comes with sugar cravings, craving the biscuit, the tart, you know, the bread, the potatoes, and having too much of that, not enough exercise to burn it off, and putting weight in the belly. But then when you look at the bum and the hips and the thighs, that's more of an estrogen dominant. And, you know, after menopause, women are becoming more, they become more estrogen dominant. You still make 60% of estrogen from the belly fat stores. And you know, we don't make progesterone after the ovaries stop working. So we create an estrogen dominant situation. Now, there are things that I use when I see people in clinic to help bring that progesterone, to get, bring that balance more. Some people are using, you know, isoflavones to block an estrogen receptor. And I'm using something that I would use in practice rather than be able to say it out over the radio. But the fat is depositing, you know, from that estrogen dominance into the bum and the thighs, but it's depositing into the belly. Actually, the belly fat also becomes a hormonal organ. It will produce estrogen after menopause. So our ovaries make estrogen while we're childbearing years. But after that, the adrenal glands will make a raw material that will turn into estrogen. But after that, if your adrenal glands can't produce it, your belly fat has a way of producing estrogen. So the belly fat becomes a hormone producer. So there's reasons why, and then there's also ways of reducing that belly fat and reducing that extra hormonal weight, but it's something that I'd rather do in person with somebody, because you have to be, working with what they're eating and working with maybe taking some herbs. You know, there's a way of controlling that.
Okay, it's not a one-size-fits-all thing.
It's absolutely, because everybody is so individual, and the weight is after coming on in response to whatever hormonal change, as well as maybe a high insulin level. If this person also has skin tags, when we are eating too high of a carbohydrate diet and we produce excess insulin, we can become insulin resistant, and now we are parking that fat in either the liver, and we're told we have fatty liver, or in the belly fat, and we see the belly fat, the hard fat around the belly. So that you have to control for the amount of sugar you're eating, the carbohydrate you're eating. When I go back to talking about the gut, if you're not digesting and you're fermenting your food, you're creating yeast, and that candida overgrowth can trigger sugar cravings. This is the chain reaction. The sugar cravings has you eating more carbohydrate, then the insulin goes up, you become more insulin resistant. You're putting all your fat into the belly fat stores or into the liver fat stores. And high insulin will also create skin tags. So people who've got a little tag of skin, this little floppy bit of skin, or maybe 10 of them, you know, and when I ask people, have they got them? They said, oh yeah, I had about 10, the doctor removed them, or I had 5 and the doctor removed them. But they're actually indications that your insulin levels are gone too high.
Okay.
And that's coming on the back of a high carbohydrate diet. And then what's going on with your gut, that you're eating too many carbs, do you know?
So that lady, Siobhan, could find out more by talking to you in person. Mike was in touch, and Mike says, I'd like Anne's opinion on pomegranate as a health supplement.
Pomegranate is one of the antioxidants that will help to reduce inflammation in the system. So people are eating pomegranate seeds, or they're having pomegranate juice. And it's one of, when people say it's one of the new superfoods, we've become very inflamed, and people are suffering with painful joints, maybe, you know, different inflammation. Anybody who's on an anti-inflammatory tablet is trying to reduce inflammation. So you don't want to be suffering pain or inflammation, because it's a sign that you have high inflammation in your system. Why is that happening? What can you do to bring it down? I'll often have people take turmeric as a supplement, or take turmeric in their food. Taking a fish oil can reduce inflammation. And pomegranate is one of those foods that has an ingredient that will help to reduce down inflammation as well.
Okay, so it's a good thing. And one final one from a Listowel listener who's concerned that their tongue and throat are feeling dry, and they have a kind of a burning feeling. So I presume they want to know if that's been caused by a particular food, or could it be remedied by removing a particular food?
Yeah, dry, and, you know, we should have a moisture at the back of the throat. Other people are complaining of too much phlegm being produced in the throat. So you'd wonder, you know, I can't even say just to gargle. Some people will gargle apple cider vinegar, and that would have more of a drying effect. Slippery alum powder that you can actually gargle and then swallow can be used as a coating that you're trying to repair that mucus lining. And I would say try and hold it in your mouth as long as you can, and then slowly sip it and leave it down the back of your throat. You'd wonder then, is there an infection? Is this somebody who's had years of tonsillitis? Or, you see, again, there's not enough information for me to go with, only to say try buying slippery alum powder, mix it up in water. It's almost, if I could say, if I could only rub Vaseline on it. Can you picture that? You know, when you have something that's dry and raw, and you're trying to coat it, and if you could only put Vaseline, but you can't. So my answer to Vaseline internally is actually using slippery alum powder mixed in water and slowly sipping it and leaving it go down the back of the throat in a way to reduce down that dryness. But you have to then ask, is there reflux? And people who, in earlier times when they got reflux, they only felt it below at the bottom of their esophagus, you know, kind of mid-sternal. But nowadays people are getting reflux, and when they go to bed at night, that reflux is coming back up and it's burning the throat. So not to take everything back to the digestion, but more and more people that go to an ear, nose and throat specialist are also being advised to look into whether or not they have reflux, and starting to work more with the stomach. Because if I can help your stomach to not be fermenting the food, to not have this fermented food rising up like an alcohol burning the back of your throat, or inflaming the back of your throat is more the word, then reducing the reflux by helping to restore your digestion with enzymes or probiotics or herbs or nutrients, you know, then we can avoid the continual disturbance to your throat. If you see what I'm saying there, it's like, why is it there and what can we do to, you know, to sort that out?
A couple of late questions have come in for you, Anne. There's a lady on, a mom, who says she's very worried about her 14-year-old who suffers from sudden and blinding migraines. She's looking for some advice. You mentioned migraines earlier, of course.
I did, and there's two different types of migraines. One is where there's a pulsating blood vessel, almost, that you feel everything has been distended inside in your brain, like it's swelling out, and you want to put a cold cloth or a bag of, you know, an ice pack to try and close it in. That's what I relate to having the serotonin, the low serotonin migraine. If that's happening, then the mood could be off, the cold hands and feet, circulation is poor, you know, when you say you're gone blue with the cold, or somebody who's also getting constipation. And then I start working on the correction of serotonin. There's another type of migraine where you feel everything is really tight and you're low in magnesium. Magnesium helps to open blood vessels. So when these blood vessels are squeezing really tight, that person wants to put their head under a hot shower because they want to dilate a tight blood vessel. So I look at migraines and ask the question, what type of migraine? What do you do to make it better? If you put your head under a hot shower because you want to open the blood vessels, I think magnesium. And if you're feel like it's very dilated and distended and you're wanting to close it in, I'm thinking serotonin. But again, it's too important a thing just to be taking a stab at it without me seeing the person.
Okay.
14-year-olds, I see children of all ages. I see adults, I see male, female, you know, people bring me the dog at times. It's like, bottom line, functional medicine, and I have seen the dog at times, but functional medicine is, are you functioning well? And if you're not, how do we restore function to an area that's not functioning as well as it should be?
Okay, so very good.
Well, I ask the question, not what you have, but why have you this? When did this come? When did this start? Did this come with hormones? Did it come with puberty? You know, then it's a hormonal type of migraine. Mm. You know, is it only happening once a month in this kid?
Okay. Unfortunately, we're out of time, so I've got to cut you short, and I hate doing that. But
no,
the clock
is
against us.
Fine.
So just remind people again, if they want to make an appointment with you, where they'll find you, what the number is, all of that.
Yeah. So I'm in All Therapy Centre in Tralee on a Thursday, and I'm in Cashelin, County Tipperary on a Tuesday, Wednesday. I have a mobile number, so it's 087-775-9385. And for people who are interested in the workshop, either just one of them or all five of them, it's NDRCND on Instagram. So the booking, or we can send you a link anyway if you just wanted a link and you're not on Instagram. A lot of people aren't on Instagram. And it will be a Zoom link, so anybody can log on to that workshop, you know, from any computer or phone.
Great
pretty
stuff.
Much. So. But there's a need. Things have gone online, Deirdre, and I think a lot of people are happy to start doing courses and learning things from their own home. I think that's what's happened to us in the last 2 or 3 years.
Exactly,
so.
Yeah. And we'll let you go, but listen, thanks a million for that. And we'll chat to you again, no doubt, in the new year. And look
in the
after
new year.
Yourself.
Happy Christmas.
And the same to you, Anne. Take care. All the best.